This 6-minute audio commentary is divided into 3 parts. On it, you will hear the voices of Klaus Biesenbach, Chief Curator of Media at the Museum of Modern Art, Peter Ely, Curator and Producer at Creative Time, and occasionally, the voice of Doug Aitken, the artist himself.
Sleepwalkers is about broken narratives. And at the same time, it's about synchronicity. The characters are very real, yet at moments their lives move towards abstraction. All narratives are of equal length and importance.
The people are getting up just as the sun is going down, when most New Yorkers are leaving their jobs in the city. They move in and out of city spaces. They are at once together and very much alone. We witness intimate moments in their lives on a huge scale, but we know little about them. We must round them out from our own associations and experiences. Though distinct individuals, they connect us to hidden layers of experience and energy, embodying the rhythms of the city through their lives and through their work.
In Aitken's contemporary urban vision, the city is enlivened by energies, motions, and time unfolding. A speeding bicycle or taxi, the beat of a street drummer, flickering neon signs, mail on a conveyor belt, paper spat out by a Xerox machine, the flow of electricity and information. Even when asleep, the characters seem connected to these energies.
Aitken told his actors to dissolve into landscape, become the pulse of the traffic light, the white noise of the street. The human machine that he creates parallels the city's systems of energy. He says, the city is really just heat and energy without boundaries. In Sleepwalkers, city and characters become one.
Today, films usually supply us with image and sound. But Sleepwalkers enlists the existing soundtrack of the city, the noise around us that we normally seldom register.
Pause for a moment to watch the images and see how they interact with the sounds of the city.
When you are ready to continue this commentary, press 3, then press pound.